come back and get bread or something, but now they're having to come more often. We're also seeing those that had some kind of income from welfare and is being cut or stopped, and now they're on the street.
You've also been a strong advocate of the Religious Liberty Act, I guess it's called, of 1999.
Yes.
You want to talk a little bit about that?
Well, I just believe that this country was founded on religious liberty. This country, in fact, the matter is, if you go back to the very day, one day after the founding fathers of this country agreed upon the wording to the First Amendment, that is, Congress shall make no laws, you know, et cetera, et cetera. The very day that they agreed on that wording, the very next day, they sent a letter to the President of the United States requesting that he issue a national day of prayer and thanksgiving, and we now call that Thanksgiving in November. Mm-hmm. And so these men were religious men. They weren't Baptists or Catholics or necessary, but they were religious men. And this nation was founded on religious principles. And we've gotten away from that. We have gotten now to where the powers that be want this to be a nation, not freedom of religion, but freedom from religion. And that's exactly what's happened. We have cities here in Buena Park and Fountain Valley that are passing ordinances that basically say we can determine the number of churches in a community just like they would liquor stores or anything else, because it erodes their tax base. And they're very outward and very outspoken about it and saying that they're going to pass laws in the city that says you can't have a church there, you can't do those functions at your church because you're not mercantile, for example. We can't store food and distribute food in buildings without special permission from the city, because we've changed the use of the building to mercantile. And that's what I was found guilty of. And many cities are saying you can't do that, period. And the reason they do it is that they don't want you to do it because they know it's going to, quote, be a magnet for homeless people.
Hmm. So where does this bill lie at the moment, and how close is it to passage or...
Well, just this last week we had good news. It passed overwhelmingly through the House, 300 and something to 118, I believe it was. And so it overwhelmingly passed through the House. That does not obviously guarantee it'll pass in the Senate, but the bigger the margin in the House, the better the chance it'll have in the Senate. And President Clinton has already said that he will not veto it if it passes. So we are hopefully seeing a little light at the end of the tunnel. I just hope it's not a train coming.
I hear you, Wiley. We're talking to Reverend Wiley Drake in Buena Park, California. Any final words, Wiley?
Well, the final word, I would ask people to be thinking about us and praying for us if they're praying people, because tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, we go back before the judge, because the city has indeed, in the calm before the storm, put another wrinkle in this, and we have a temporary building now. It's a modular-type building, prefabricated building that we've put over $60,000 into and got it ready, and it is approved. But they have said now that they will not drop the case against us, the preliminary injunction case against us, unless we agree to a stipulation to tear that building down when we're finished, when we get the new building built. And we're not going to do that. We've got a lot of money tied up in this building. It's a perfectly good building. Its certificate of occupancy is valid. And it's a very good building for our church. We will stipulate that we'll not use that particular building for homeless ministry, because we will have a new homeless shelter, a new 5,200 square foot building. But they're wanting us to stipulate that we have 30 days to tear that building down. And if we don't tear it down in 30 days, I don't know what they plan to do, but we'll find out tomorrow when we go to court.
We'll get back to you to talk to you about that and about, I guess, your attempt to avoid bankruptcy. I know in May they were going after you, trying to make you pay all the legal expenses. I take it you were able to...
Well, we were able to go before the judge. We did file a civil rights lawsuit against the city, and the city filed for a summary judgment, which means to kick it out. They also asked for the judge to make us pay for all the legal fees, and the judge came back and did sort of cut the baby in half. He basically said he would grant the summary judgment, which kicked our case out. We're now appealing that, but he also gave us a good report in that the thousands of dollars of legal fees, he said, I will not make the church pay that, so that we did not have to pay that. And now they still came back, though, with some other legal fee documents. They still came back and went back to the court and applied for some $5,000. They couldn't get the big amount, so they went for a lower amount, and they filed again for that. and it's just called a memo of cost. It's not legal fees. It's called memo of cost, but it's got the same legal fees in it the others had.
They kept trying to squeeze you. Huh?
They're still trying to squeeze us. They're still. They couldn't get the you know the thousands and thousands of dollars, and the judge said no, I'm not going to do that. And when we appealed it, they said, well, if you file your appeal, we're going to ask for a memo of cost, and they tried to threaten us with that, and we said no, we're not going to drop our appeal. We are going to appeal it to the appellate court and proceed with our civil rights lawsuit. And they said, well, in that case, we're going to file a memorandum or a motion of a memo of cost.
They make you pay for your rights is what it boils down to. Trying to get you to pay one way or the other.
Well, exactly. And they are getting us to pay one way or another. To date, we've paid almost $30,000 in permit fees alone.
Larry, I've got to go. I talked to you longer because it sounds like you've got more interesting details on this. Perhaps I'll get back to you next week.
Okay, we'll let you know something after tomorrow. We are going to be in court tomorrow and on TV here tomorrow night, so we'll try to let you know what's happening.
Thank you and good luck.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And that was Wiley Drake in Buena Park, California, fighting for the rights of homeless people and his church and his right to shelter them. We've got to go. It's time for some programming for the Young at Heart coming on with Little Red Hen. We're going to go out on Les Miserables, and however much we're allowed, we may not be allowed much because we're a little bit late, or perhaps you're a little bit late. I mean, we're all a little bit late. Please tune in on Thursday. Come on back at 6 o'clock for another edition of Bathroom Spears Broadside, 6 in the evening, 6 to 8. Until then, call me at 423-4833.
Another day, another destiny, this never-ending road to Calvary. These men who seem to know my crime will surely come a second time, one day more. How can I live when we are parted? One day more.
Tomorrow you'll be worlds away. And yet, with you, my world has started.
One more day, you're my own.
Will we ever be together?
One more day with him, no
parents. I want to be with you.
Oh, I might have known.
Yes, I swear I will be true.
Show on Free Radio Santa Cruz 96.3.
2, 3, and... When she danced on the waters, the wind was her horn. The lady laughed, and everyone was born. She met the sun, and the light gave him birth. The Lord of the Rings appeared on the earth. I danced in the morning when the world was begun. I danced in the moon and the stars and the sun. Called from the darkness by the song of the earth. I joined in the singing and she gave me birth. Dance then wherever you may be. For I am the Lord of the dance of me. And I'll lead you all. Me, and I'll lead you all in the dance of me. Dance on the Sabbath when you chant the spell. I dance and sing, let everyone be well. Dance is over, do not think I'm gone. You live in music, so I still dance on. Dance then wherever you may be. For I am the Lord of the dancing feet. Lead you all wherever you may be. And